Well, I don't know if the brethren recall, but I think the first starting of the reaction to COVID-19 was happening about the time we had our convention a year ago. And it was a little bit of a scramble, but thank goodness we had enough lead time to get to alter the physical preparations and go online. So we've had a year of experience. We're by no means experts, so bear with us if there's any kind of glitches along the way. I'm going to mute and we'll sing the first two verses of hymn number 307. Afterwards, Brother Lawrence Kirkham will offer the opening prayer on this convention. Please.
1, 2, 3. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, as in heaven, so in earth. Amongst the chaos and confusion and panic that rightfully plagues this present evil world, we thank you for our privilege to gather at Seattle remotely and peacefully in convention again this year, 2021. Grant grace and strength to all who will serve and attend. Help us all to learn the lessons you have for us to be faithful unto death. We pray and rejoice for us always in our blessed Master's name. Amen. Over.
Amen. And now Brother Peter Kirkham will welcome you to this convention, the North Seattle Bible Student 2021 convention. Some words of current encouragement, Brother Peter.
Thank you, Brother Robert, and good afternoon, dear brethren. It's one more thing to do and then get started. Well, greetings in the name of our reigning Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is my privilege to offer a warm welcome to you on behalf of our ecclesia to the 2021 North Seattle Bible Students Online Convention. We pray and trust that the Lord will provide a bountiful blessing to those attending and those that serve. As part of the welcome address, we would like to briefly consider the theme text for the convention. Luke chapter 12, verses 31 and 32 from the Weymouth translation. But make his kingdom the object of your pursuit, and these things shall be given you in addition. Dismiss your fears, little flock. Your Father finds a pleasure in giving you the kingdom. A little flock, getting smaller each year this side the veil, as expected. This should encourage us, as it means the completion of the church is drawing closer and the gospel age is drawing to a close. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 from Rotherham. Therefore shall they be mine, saith Yahweh of hosts, in the day for which I am preparing treasure. And I will deal tenderly with them, just as a man dealeth tenderly with his own son who is serving him. God is finding gems, those with a good and honest heart. He turns them over to his son, our Lord Jesus, for the cutting, polishing, and fitting. Our Savior will prepare us if we allow him to do so, if we submit to his will as we have promised to do. He is making a treasure from the lowly of heart. We live in interesting times, dear friends. All around us, we see the removing of the social, political, ecclesiastical, and financial institutions. It is indeed a strange and wonderful time we live in. The time of trouble and the corresponding plagues are doing their intended work. When we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we pray for the destruction of the old order. As the Lord's great army marches on, let us remember how important our good fight of faith is to the blessing of mankind. The world is learning many great and hard lessons to prepare them for the kingdom of God. The world groans and waits for us, dear brethren. Be diligent, be about the Father's business. Remember our part in the sin offering. Be strong and of good courage. Show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness and to his marvelous light. Tomorrow we will have a symposium to consider the topic, Impact of World Events and Conditions Upon the Nation of Israel, with Spiritual Israel Connection. We watch Israel to help us determine where we are on the stream of time. The current U.S. administration verbally praises the Abraham Accords, but it will be interesting to see what their actions will be towards the enemies of Israel, Iran, and the Palestinian Authority. Wind, earthquake, and fire abound, but after the fire, a still small voice. We look forward to the time when the pure message of truth goes forth in the mediatorial phase of God's kingdom. One of the quotes on our convention program mentions communism, socialism, and nihilism. These are the isms that the pastor saw in his day with his God-given foresight. We have seen them become all the more prevalent after his death. The definition from Merriam-Webster for nihilism that applies to our time is, quote, a doctrine that denies any objective ground of truth, and especially of moral truths, unquote. Nihilism and relativism abounds in today's society. The idea of God's laws of right and wrong is attacked at every avenue. Another quote from the program that we see accelerating in the world today, reprint 5852, quote, national animosities will become personal animosities until, as the Bible foretold, there will be no peace to him that goes out, nor to him that comes in, because every man's hand will be against his neighbor. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 21. Our Savior, in describing these matters, prophetically declares, unless those days should be cut short, no flesh would survive. Matthew chapter 24, verse 22. But we are glad that he also gives us the assurance that because of the elect, himself and his church in kingdom power and glory, those days will be cut short. Messiah's kingdom will be set up, unquote. We turn now to Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 to 6. We will read each verse separately with comments. Psalms chapter 2, verse 1. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? From reprint 1385, page 91, we quote, this we understand to refer to the commotion and discontent already prevailing throughout the civilized world and daily increasing. As a result of the dissatisfaction, how many are the vain and impracticable schemes and theories being devised for relief? Communism, socialism, nihilism, anarchism. But these cannot bring the relief needed and desired. God's remedy is the only one that will cure present social, political, and financial ailments and sores, unquote. And how much more are we seeing today? Verse 2, the kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed. Again, reprint 1385, quote, but little do any of these imagine that they are preparing to resist the establishment of the kingdom of Jehovah in the hands of his anointed son. Nevertheless, this is just what they are doing. The time is at hand for the fall of the present systems and for the establishment of God's long-promised kingdom, which will enforce his will on earth, even as it is done in heaven, unquote. Verse 3, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Quote, the translators of the Common Version got the impression that these words represented the sentiments of the kings and rulers, but not so. They are the expression of Jehovah and his anointed. Relative to the kings and rulers that have banded themselves together to oppose the execution of God's plan, because it includes the fall of their power. God will break all their bands, their combinations and trusts of every sort, and will cast off the cords by which they still attempt to claim God's favor, protection in word, as upholding their kingdoms, rights, authorities, etc., unquote. The kings referred to are gone, but this still applies to today's rulers. Verse 4, he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and the Lord shall have them in derision. Derision is what we see all around us these days, because their schemes are futile. They are futile because they do not heed the instructions of the great king. Verse 5, then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Well, the time of trouble is preparing the world to be able to hear the voice of truth in due time. And in verse 6, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. Yes, thy God reigneth. Our Father with the Son are at the helm. The signs of the times are all around us. We see them in advance of the world. Are we lifting up our heads and rejoicing? Are we remaining separate, sanctified from the world's influences? Well, once again, we are privileged to have a pre-memorial convention. I trust that we have all been considering what the Lord has done for us and that we have swept or are in the process of sweeping out the leaven from our lives. Let us renew our consecration vows to be broken and poured out with him. It is a time to consider the great sacrifice of our Redeemer on our behalf. We hope and pray that this convention will be an oasis in the desert to all attending, a steady ship with a sure anchor in the midst of a storm. We'll be opening up the meeting for fellowship between the discourses. Between 5 and 10 minutes before each service begins, we will ask participants to turn off your video in preparation for the meeting. Please use your full name in the participants list. We have left the general chat open, but we do ask that you do not use the chat to give your own discourse. Press on, dear brethren, with patient, joyful endurance, that his countenance will shine through you. The vision has been made plain. It does not tarry. Look at how much has already been accomplished. Psalm chapter 27, verse 14. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Are we not overwhelmed with what the Lord has done for us? He has opened the secret places, grafted us into the vine, sealed us with the Holy Spirit of promise. Bear in mind the nobility of our calling, dear brethren. Let us sing, oh, let no earth-born cloud arise to hide thee from thy servant's eyes. Remember the glory to follow when we shall see him as he is. Let us each realize the importance of building each other up in the most holy faith. Let us all be in the spirit of Acts chapter 20, verse 35, where it says, remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Welcome. A convention is made up of the members. Let our communion be sweet and our examples be of Christ. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. The carcass is here, and we are gathered. The Lord has set the table for us. It is our responsibility to assimilate the food and apply it to action. Rejoice in the precious promises, and please accept our warm and loving welcome to the convention. Lord bless.
Thank you, Brother Peter. Appreciate those opening comments. What times we live in, and the decorum suggestions. I'm gonna skip the hymn to close, and also the prayer, so we stay on schedule. And in 15 minutes, we will open up at 1:30 for Brother Dan Monet, and it's a good subject, an unlikely hero. So we'll keep the keep the chat and the room open for now, until then.
Good afternoon, Brother Bob. Can you hear me all right?
And very good sound.
Now you can hear me.
Yes, and you can hear me.
Good to see you, brother.
Good to see you. Good to see you. Just wanted to make sure.
Do you imagine you'll be tight on time, or what do you know?
Yes. I've already shaved it down somewhat, so hopefully we'll be right in the ballpark, but I think it'll take up the hour for sure.
Okay, well, we're singing the first three verses, so hopefully that'll cut it up down a little bit. We'll see how it goes and respond accordingly.
Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.